www.ReverendRoy.org. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
You are in for a treat. We've got an outstanding broadcast straight ahead for you today on Auto World. Let me tell you all about who we're going to be talking to. In this hour, we're going to be talking to Mac Demir. He is an esteemed automotive journalist. For many years, he was the senior test driver for Motor Trend magazine, and he also worked for a number of years testing tires for Michelin. Now he's out there doing all kinds of cool work, whether it's driving instruction or writing for various publications and websites around the world. Also coming up in hour number two of the program, we're going to pop the hood. One of our regular contributors is back by popular demand. Mark Evans will be sliding up to the microphone to take your calls of the mechanical sort. I am not a mechanic. I may want to be mechanic, but I'm not a real mechanic. So Mark is the real deal, ASE certified, and he can take your questions. If there's something wrong with your vehicle and like a free over-the-air diagnostic check, we will have a visit with Mark in hour number two of the broadcast. We'll also talk to Mark about an event that's going to be going on this coming week in Las Vegas, the SEMA show. I have been there umpteen times. I've missed last year because my daughter was quite young, and it looks like I'm missing this year as well. So that's my second year in a row in 20 years, and it's quite an extravaganza. And Mark and I have been there a number of times together. In hour number three of the broadcast, Paul Eisenstein, another one of the big guns in the automotive journalist world. He's got a website which he is publisher of called the Detroit Bureau. And we're going to talk about a whole gamut of things, from everything from the 2015 Mustang to October auto sales. We're going to be talking about Chrysler and their upcoming IPO. We're going to be talking about some cool technology stuff with Paul. And we're also going to be talking about a subject that I'm going to throw out right now to you guys, and that's a contest that's going on right now by one of the big insurance companies out there. Do you name your car? Have you ever named your car? Now, you can fess up here on air with us. We'll use the automatic voice changer so no one will know that it's you calling in. But if you currently have a name for your vehicle, we would love to hear it. Or in the past, if you've named your vehicle, if it can be said over the radio, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Whoever chimes in with a nickname, we're going to give you a free prize courtesy of the folks at Wash Drops, and the one that I deem to be the best over the next few hours, we're going to give a prize for Lee Busted Knuckle Garage. So either give me a call at 855-660-4261. Matt is standing by, or drop me an email 24/7 at bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, let's go to the guest lines right now. I always enjoy talking to this gentleman because he's a fun guy. He is an esteemed automotive journalist. He's also a professional race car driver. He spent many years, as I did, at Motor Trend, where he was senior road test editor and did a lot of TV work back when Motor Trend had a television show. And he's just a cool guy. What can I say? Here he is, Mac Demir. Mac, how you doing?
Well, Bob, I was going to tell you the names that I've called my cars over the years, but that last, that your last qualification means that I can't. I have said some very nasty things about cars, especially race cars, as they broke or fell apart or were trying to kill me. I was training a young test driver at Michelin one time, and he was having difficulty coming to grips with the Porsche 911, as do many people, and he jumped out of the car and called her a very bad name. And I racing is such a mental and psychological sport. I said, she can hear you. Don't say those kind of things about her. And I made him, before he got in the car the next time, I made him go over and pet her fender and say sweet things, that we were going to go out and we were going to go just as fast as she wanted to go, and we would go where she wanted to go, and that he wasn't going to force her to do anything. I made him say all these words. And he got in the car, and it changed his attitude toward the car, because especially with Porsches, you don't force them to do what you want to do. You allow them to go fast how they want to go fast. And he came back in, and he had beaten my time by, you know, half of a hundredth or something, and he was real tickled. And he was real tickled to tell me that. And I said to him, I said, Brandon, how old is your mother? And he said, what? I said, how old is your mother? And mm-hmm. he said, and I said, my wife is older than your mother. He said, you really know how to spoil a guy's buzz, don't you? And I said, yeah, that's part of my job in training. So just to know that you beat an old man. Just understand that, you know, I had to take my walker away before I got in the car. So just understand that.
Very good. Let's talk about your racing career. You have competed in a lot of different series and events. I know you competed in the NASCAR Southwest Tour, the Rolex 24 at Daytona, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. You've driven a lot.
Bob, I think I can say this over the air. I was a race car driving slut. I would drive any kind of car, anytime, anywhere, if somebody else was paying the bills.
Mm.
And at Motor Trend, I got the unique opportunity to test, unfortunately not race, but test everything from Indy cars to Cup cars, at the time Winston Cup cars, now Sprint Cup cars, literally every kind of car that was out there. And it was an interesting time, the 90s, where it was the transition to a lot of high downforce cars, and the driving a high downforce car, i.e. an Indy car, and actually the way the current Cup cars are, high downforce car,
mm-hmm.
They don't drive, your street car has its most grip at about a quarter mile an hour. That's the most grip. The tire needs to be rolling a little bit to give it some grip, but that's the most grip it will have. A Formula One car has its most grip at its top speed.
Mm.
So, for instance, in a Formula One car, lifting off the gas, you get the same deceleration force as if you were braking as hard as possible in a Corvette. So you're getting almost a G of deceleration just by breathing the throttle. So and the first time you get in a high downforce car, it's quite a different experience.
I can only imagine. More straight ahead with the one and only Mr. Mac DeMere as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America. You're not going to want to miss it. This is Auto World.
Don't be confused. The
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury.
We're polling you here today about naming your vehicle. Have you ever named your vehicle? There is an insurance company out there that's got a contest running along the same lines. And I'd like to know if you've ever named your vehicle. It's quite common, more common than most people would expect. And let me see. I had an uncle once who had a a Plymouth, a black Plymouth, and I don't know why. It was just a Plymouth Fury. And this is going back to when I was a youngin', as they say. This is in the 1970s, and he called it the Black Beauty. Well, that's okay, but I want something more creative than that. So give us a call at 855-660-4261 or email us up bob@boblongradio.com. We're talking with esteemed automotive journalist Mac Demir, who has been telling us about his racing adventures and his time at Motor Trend. And certainly at Motor Trend, Mac, I remember when you and I used to do a lot of radio interviews and used to tell me in a given course of a year that you would do all the instrumented testing on at least, I believe it was 150 or so vehicles. Is that about right?
More like 300.
300, wow. And looking back at your 10-plus years at Motor Trend, what was the most memorable test drive, let's say fastest test drive? What was the fastest car you ever drew and also drove? And also, what was the most memorable maybe?
The fastest car was the Indy car I tested at Texas. My 23rd and final lap in an Indy car was just shy of a 205. Had I been taking a rookie test to run an Indy, I would have they would have not allowed me to go that fast that quickly. And had it not been a really windy day, I'd have done a 215. The regular driver was Roberto Guerrero.
Sure.
And he had done a 215 warming up the car, and the day before, Roberto had said that, Mike, this track is the easiest. I don't do a good Colombian accent. The easiest on the circuit to flat foot. Even my grandmother could do it. And so the next day, it was so windy. Roberto had one of those 1,000-yard stares when he got out of the car, and I said, so I knew the answer. I said, what's it like? And he said, grandmother would like to stay in the safety of the garage area today. So, but that story and all the other stories of testing race cars are linked. You can find the link at macdemere.net, macdemere.net. I apologize that I don't have some of my current work up there. I'm not a website guy, and my website guru quit on me. So, that was memorable. If we're talking street cars or just stuff that you ran down the quarter mile, I could list the series of ones that tried to kill me. one was a Cobra replica or reproduction. I forget which is the correct term.
Yeah.
The thing was doing a $125, $130 in the traps at the end of the quarter mile. And we tested at Pomona, and we, of course, could run either lane. It was just like, so today we run the right lane, tomorrow we run the left. I mean, it was just, I don't know. And I happened to be running the left lane, and the thing at the end of the quarter mile, when you lifted off the gas, would change lanes so fast into the right lane that I couldn't even say, shoot. that was one. A guy had converted a sprint car, and if you don't know what a sprint car is, it looks like a 1950s Indianapolis car. Mm-hmm. It's the thing Tony Stewart flipped and broke his leg recently, if that helps anybody. But anyway, this thing had an automatic transmission in it, and it was going even faster. Lord, I don't know if that story is up on the web or not, but I recall way over 130 in the quarter mile, and and the transmission puked hot transmission fluid all over my legs. So second degree burns will make you remember things.
Yeah.
A fun one to remember was a guy had installed a nitrous oxide system in a Prowler. You remember the Prowler?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the old V6 Prowler.
And it had a leak. And if I came after making the first run, I came back into the assistant road test editor, Brad Long, and said, you know, I was sitting there giggling, and I said, I think it's leaking. And he looked in at me, and he said, yeah, I think it is. And I said, I think I'm going to go make another run. So that wasn't the most logical thing I've ever done in a car. It wasn't the most illogical thing, but nonetheless, that was a fun one. The ones that are the most fun and the most memorable are the ones that are either spectacularly good or almost kill you. So that was fun. The other thing that would happen when people would come out to watch the slalom test, which was a straight line slalom, and from the side, it looked like no effort at all, and I would, you know, the other editors would want to drive, and I said, sure, you know, and I would go ahead and, you know, I would, I'd do my best to coach them, and of course they'd spin out or something, and had one guy who wanted to do it in the Viper. And he'd been a little harsh on me lately. The other guys, I would say, hey, listen, start around 50, work up in, you know, 2.5-3 mile an hour increments until you're comfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy wanted to swallow the Viper, and I said, I'm entering the gate at 83. And he spun around so many times that I stopped counting at about 7. So.
Great story. More great stories with Mac Demir straight ahead. Matter of fact, I'm going to talk to Mac about launch control, a relatively new automotive device. This is the Auto World. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Seedsmart.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you doing, intellect, eh?
We're back. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right now, or if you're listening to us online at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. We welcome you, and we'd like to thank you very much for being here. Mac Demir, esteemed automotive journalist, race car driver, and just a great radio guest and friend of the show is with us, and we're talking about Matt's racing adventures, his time at Motor Trend. And Mac, in talking about some of your days at Motor Trend and doing the slalom and stuff like that, just got, it reminded me to my days there, which ended in 2010. It was interesting to watch. Of course, Chris Walton took over after you moved on to bigger and better things, and then after that it was a gentleman by the name of Neil Chirico. And then after that it was yet another young man. But one thing that listeners may not realize is to do a 0-60 run in a car takes a bit of skill. It isn't something that you just sit there at a stop and then just floor it. In order to obtain the optimum 0-60 time, you have to sometimes do a lot of individual things depending on the vehicle that you're piloting. Nowadays, of course, they've got this new gizmo. We saw it first in some of the exotic cars, and it's filtering down into many more cars, various incarnations of different SRT8, SRT products, the Dodge Challenger SRT, the Charger SRT, the 300 SRT, the Viper has it, the new Corvette has it, but this is new technology and it simplifies the launch. So tell us about the launch and the difficultness that comes along with getting that optimum launch so you get that optimum 0-60 time.
Well, I'd have to first say that if you're going to try that, I'd recommend going to your local drag strip's night where they let everybody run, because if you happen to do it where the police officer can see you, it could be a reckless driving citation, and mm-hmm. if it goes wrong, it could be a big lawsuit. So it's not something that I would recommend that you do on the street. The thing is, since all the modern launch controls, they've made the driver coming closer and closer to taking the driver out of the picture. Back in the day when the Viper first appeared, you had to modulate the clutch, the gas. You had to start at the right RPM. It seemed like if you could, one time you could do two runs absolutely identical, and one the motor would bog and the other one it would spin the tires. So it's not going to be easy. Of course, with the launch controls, you're just along for the ride. You know, I have a couple of analogies for that, but they're not suitable for the radio. it's very, very difficult to do, and it's not easy in a drag race car. I mean, probably the biggest failure I had of testing race cars was testing a drag race car, and it was only slightly more difficult than launching the shuttle. And I think that story is up on MacDemir.net too. I don't mind telling stories on myself when I do it wrong. Today, if you chose to do it on the street and you didn't have the launch control type car, your biggest challenge is going to be figuring out how to disarm the electronic stability control, because mm-hmm. As of 2007, 75% of cars came with this, and as of 2012, I believe, 2012 model year, 100% of vehicles had this on it, and mm-hmm. You can disarm it. Some of the sporty cars have a disarmable thing. I would have to say, unless you're at a racetrack, you're an idiot to disarm it. Because cars, you know, Lord, today you can go and give them a credit card at your local dealership and walk out with a car with more horsepower than any car I ever raced.
So true.
It is, every man thinks he's the world's best driver. I found they also think they're the world's best in many other things, including firearms and everything, riding horses. You know, I can outride, outshoot. I don't know who has that quote, but I know a lot of guys like that. And mm-hmm. maybe over the years I've realized, no, maybe not. People would, yeah, that was one of the things people would say, oh, you got beat by so-and-so. And I said, you know, I have been beaten by every type of person on the planet, every creed, ethnic group. I'm proud to say I've been beaten by some of the best female drivers out there. So, it's, the car doesn't know who's driving, and they were better than I was. So there we go.
Let's talk about this story that you made me aware of in a recent email. Evidently, there is some person out there, some idiot who has claimed to have broken the old Cannonball Run record. And, you know, for our younger listeners, the Cannonball Run was started by Brock Yates when he was at Car and Driver magazine, kind of in protest against the then standardized 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And the original race started from a garage in New York City and ended in, I forget exactly,
Portofino Inn in somewhere in California. But,
perfect, yeah.
The first time Brock called it the Cannonball Baker Memorial Sea to Shining Sea Memorial Trophy Dash or something like that.
Yeah.
The first one, he and Dan Gurney won, and it kind of got out of hand, and it evolved into the One Lap of America.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy averaged close to 100 miles an hour, which is pretty impressive considering he was driving a car governed to 155 miles an hour. But the deal is that the other people didn't enter his race. You know, when you're on the public road, when you're on the racetrack, everybody's going the same way. Everybody's, you know, has signed the thing. We know the release. Nobody. Yeah, I don't think it's a very impressive record to have broken. I've driven on the Autobahn in the French autoroute and the Spanish, whatever they call it, and it, you know, 160 miles an hour, you know, with closing in on somebody going 55 is not as exciting
Not good. When we come back, let's talk about driving on the Autobahn, something I've never done. And if you have a question, give us a call or shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're having lots of fun here. We're getting a few emails in on the question about naming your vehicle. Have you ever named your vehicle? It is very common. An insurance company is running a campaign on that right now, and we would like to gather up as many as possible, and I'm going to give you a free prize courtesy of the folks at Wash Drops, and the person who comes up with the best nickname, in my opinion, will get a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Mac DeMere is with us, esteemed automotive journalist and race car driver, driving instructor. And Mac, I've only been to Germany once, and it was on Chrysler's dime. I went to the Frankfurt Auto Show. And of course, you know, basically it was one of those events where you were thrown around to a bunch of different Chrysler related venues, and then you had your days at the auto show. But I did not get the opportunity to drive anything there, and I've always wondered what it's like to drive on the Autobahn. You've done it. Tell us about it.
Well, let's see. I feel much more safe on a racetrack. The Autobahn is less like Interstate 40 in Arizona and more like the Hutchinson Park Freeway in New York, for several reasons. One, it's curvy, and you got a center divider, and you're in the left lane, and if you're going a buck 70, you know, and there's a car stopped in the left lane, or there's a truck tire in the left lane, you're just going to hit it. Mm. Probably the last time I drove over there, I was in a Porsche Turbo, and I mean, I'm closing on some poor German at you know, well more than 100 miles an hour, and he changed lanes, and thank goodness for Porsche brakes. I found that the average speed was no faster than Interstate 20 through Georgia or Interstate 40 in Tennessee. One of the famous British journalists actually said that he thought Interstate 40 in Tennessee was the fastest Autobahn he'd ever been on. And you can understand that when you pull in to a gas station and gas is 6, 8, $6 a gallon, and you go, you know, I don't, and at wide open throttle at 170 miles an hour, how fast a car will go, you're getting 4 to 7 miles a gallon. Okay, so it's much more fun when somebody else is paying the bills. Shockingly, the French autoroute, the people have great lane discipline. They stay in the right lane unless they're going to pass. So if you're, you know, only, I believe the speed limit over there when I was over there was in the high 80s. The Spanish are different. They, if you're not running 100, you better be over in the right lane, hunkered down, because they are flat moving.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I found with Germans is if they were in a big, you know, if they were a rich guy in a big Mercedes, they don't look in the mirrors very much. So they're over in the left lane, and you're sitting, you know, you're tailgating them, and they are not looking at you. You know, they're not, because most German cars, only Porsche and AMG, I believe, allow the cars to go faster than 155, which was a deal they did with the Green Party to so that they didn't totally take away the speed limits. I don't want to criticize this guy in Atlanta too much, but it's, you know, if it's just, I don't think it's the brightest thing to do. I certainly would not have participated in anything like that. If I'm going to go and, I have been over 150 on public roads at the requirement of the editor who wanted a shot of the speedometer showing them more than 150.
Yeah.
But it was just for the period for the photographer to get the shot, and then I stopped. Now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I grow older, I'm totally happy with the 70 mile an hour speed limit. You know, you set it at GPS rated 78, and there's there hadn't been a highway patrolman so far that's bothered me. So, and I'm certainly not the fastest guy out there. So, you know, it's. When I'm buying my own gas, I worry a little bit more about those kind of things. So, but I think there's even a picture of me on my website, macdemir.net, with on A1, which is just outside of Luxembourg, very curvy, with the speedometer stuck at its governed 155 mile an hour rate. So anyway, it's not the magical experience that one might think, especially if one has ethics and realize what could happen should some, you know, mom in a car change lanes in front of somebody. I've changed lanes in front of somebody, and they were only going 20 miles an hour faster than I was. You know,
mm-hmm.
you make mistakes. People make mistakes, and it's a big wreck.
It certainly is. It can get very, very messy out there, and you're right. I mean, here in Massachusetts, the speed limit is 55 and 65, but you know, you can be going 75 and people are passing you like you're standing still.
Yeah. It's the humorist Dave Barry has several great columns on what the real speed limit is. And and it varies. And I've asked cops, and they of course they won't tell you what the real speed limit is. But I have one guy told me that, you know, depending on the day, well, one California Highway Patrolman told me that if he came back into the station and didn't have somebody over 100, he'd be laughed out. So, you know, they're hunting for big game. You know, it's like a deer hunter waiting for the 8-point or 10-point to come by. Then I've also had another police officer said that in a school zone, he might not give you 2 miles an hour. So, you know, so that's well taken. When the school zone says 15, I'd try to have it show in 13 if I were you.
So, mm-hmm.
a lot of the aftermarket GPS direction systems have a function, a speedometer function, and you will find that your speedometer probably is not accurate. It's either high or low. A lot of that depends on many factors, including the age of your tire and the diameter of your tires. Not all tires are exactly the same diameter or circumference, I think would be a better word. I'm not an engineer.
Well, everybody can check out more information about Mac's great career at macdemir.net. And again, as soon as Mac gets a new web guru, I'm sure he'll have that updated. I noticed recently you did a piece for Field and Stream about the challenges that hunters face in changing tires. We'll have to talk about that the next time you're with us here on the broadcast. I have a good friend that actually does a radio show about both the political aspects as well as the sporting aspects of guns. Tom Gresham does a show called Gun Talk. So we'll have to definitely talk about.
We'll get all three of us together. You can answer a car question, and we can do it.
We'll make a new show out of it. It will be Auto and Gun Talk, and just fun all thrown in together. It sounds good to me, Mac.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, my friend, for your time here today. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.